sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Hi, welcome to Not Your Player 2 podcast, brought to you by Checkpoint XP and Beasley XP of Beasley Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, aka Cookie, and I am also joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing well. We record and live stream at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Come and join us, just like Dark Flex, The Night Train, Omega Wilta, and The Pelican in our chat right now. We usually stream live. Well, we got a regular schedule now, from what I hear.
Hopefully.
Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So whenever you have the time, come and join us, except for next week.
Because we're nothing if not unpredictable.
No. Not Your Player 2 can be found on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review. We would love to read on the show, good or bad, because we got a review this week.
Yay! I'm so happy. Explosions, fireworks.
And this review is from Selfane. He's giving us a 5 stars. Selfane, so...
yes.
He says, great show. Thanks for this different perspective into video games. A different view on things is a great way to help put yourself in someone else's shoes and build empathy. Keep up the great work. So,
thank you.
Did you not have empathy for us before?
We're not going to go to that part.
Anyway, again, be like Selfane, leave us a review. We would love to hear it. I don't care if it's a 1 star, 5 star, leave us a review. We will read it on the show. We'll make fun of it. We'll poke at it, or we'll just praise you. We'll praise Selfane.
Yes, exactly.
Coming up on the show, we had a horrible story that came across, which got us kind of worried about women's safety. We'll get into that, but first, as usual, we're going to start out with our gaming news. The movie Detective Pikachu has become the highest grossing video game film of all time, with $436 million in worldwide ticket sales. So they beat out Warcraft.
Oh, wow. I mean, well deserved, I have to say, because of all the video game movies I've seen, it's by far my favorite.
Yeah, it is a great, great movie. Awesome. I haven't watched Warcraft, though, so...
Okay. Neither have I, but I also don't know much about Warcraft, so I don't think it's for me.
Yeah. It's, if you want to know, Warcraft is at $433 million. Oh. Coming up behind is Rampage with The Rock, if you want to count that, with $428 million.
It made that much? I did see Rampage. I didn't remember that many people being in the theater, but okay.
It's The Rock. It has to be.
It's true.
Thing.
I mean, it's not that it's a bad movie. It's just not... You watch it because The Rock is great. Like, that's about it.
Yeah. But with Detective Pikachu, I get it, because it's been like a long line of Pokemon fans since the 90s.
Absolutely.
So. Trash Panda TV says hashtag The Rock Effect, of course.
It's true, though. What is amazing to me is how close, like, the 1, 2, 3 are. Like, no one has yet broken half a billion. It's all 436 and then 433 and then 428. Like, it's really close in numbers. So I'm wondering if maybe Detective Pikachu will be a little bit higher, or has it gone off? Is that it? I don't know.
We'll find out. Also, I just want to shout out to Selfane. He is in the chat with us right now at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. He just says that I'm a bitter man. Empathy is hard.
Whatever it takes.
We love you, Selfane.
The line that we say for feminism.
Tetris Effect, yes, another Tetris game. I have to put in the news here.
Can you tell who puts the news together, by the way?
Me. Tetris Effect is going to be on the PC. It's going to be released on July 23rd, so that's coming up next week. It'll cost about $40. It's going to be released on the PC, but it's going to be an Epic Games exclusive. So if you want to get it. It's a great game, I have to tell you. Oh, not because it's Tetris, because of the soundtrack. The soundtrack got me on this one.
What makes it different from other Tetris games, I have to ask?
You can play it in VR. And the music. It's like kind of like more mellowy, not the uppity bumpity.
Got it. I'll take your word for it. If I've played the other Tetris games, will I also enjoy this Tetris game?
Yes. Yes. This Got Tetris it. Queen says yes.
All right.
K-Swiss unveiled their first shoe for esports athletes. It is for MIBR, which is basically Made in Brazil. It's a esports team for Counter-Strike Global Offense. So this shoe is... a pair of shoes basically is $125. Would you get an esports shoe?
Well, when I read a description of it, it sounds like a shoe I would wear. They have like a cushioned heel so you can like slip on and off of them, which is, I do that with my tennis shoes and you're not supposed to do that. And it's got, I guess, a mesh for air on top. But otherwise, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I can understand like clothing for esports, for playing esports. I think that's very different from sports playing, but
right.
Shoes is an interesting one. That's a new one to me.
If only they would have made it more like those type of shoes that has like the logos of MIBR or kind of like Nike did, I think was it Nike, I'm not sure. They did like a PlayStation shoe or a Nintendo 64 shoe, that kind of thing, that makes sense, but having it to have like a esports shoe?
When shoes is such a big market, especially in the sports world or even in the like exercising, the world that I don't really associate much with. And so I wouldn't be surprised if I'm trying to cash in on that.
Yeah, but check it out if you are a fan of K-Swiss. I mean, K-Swiss is a great brand. To me, it's like a 90s brand. But
Well, they're going to try to be relevant still. It's fine.
I guess. Come back, K-Swiss, I guess. Anyway, San Diego Comic-Con is this weekend, and there was a Southwest flight that was on their way to San Diego. This flight got free Nintendo Switches.
What?
Every single passenger got a free Nintendo Switch and a free copy of Super Mario Maker 2.
This is crazy. I think what's even crazier to me is they've done this before.
With the Wii U.
In 2013, they did this with the Wii U.
Yeah.
And nobody cared about that system.
No. They tried. But at least
they tried. Honestly, it probably was a way to try to get this system in more hands because it wasn't selling very well. But this is crazy. I mean, I have no reason to be wickedly jealous because now I have my own Switch, LOL. But still, this is crazy.
Wait. Didn't last week you said that you weren't supposed to get a Switch?
I was not supposed to get a Switch Lite. That's what I was told. And now I found out why, because for my birthday, Joe got me an actual Switch.
Oh, so how are you liking the Switch?
Yes, I do have a Switch. Now I'm part of the actual gaming crowd.
What have you been playing?
So I downloaded Final Fantasy IX.
Woohoo!
Played it. So I've been playing that. I haven't gotten super, super far yet, but I definitely enjoy it. I was super worried because old-timey RPGs are really hard for me these days because there's a lot of quality of life things that do not exist in those games. But so far, I'm doing pretty well with it. I haven't gotten an actual game over yet, so I'm pretty satisfied with that. So I have that, but I also rebought certain games that I had played before, but they remastered it for the Switch. But I just had to have them. So I have the full Phoenix Wright original trilogy because it's like my favorite series of games. And then I also got Steins Gate, the visual novel that's remastered. I'm excited to see what's been changed on that. So... And more games to come, because I also, for my birthday, got a pre-order for the new Fire Emblem game.
Of course.
So excited.
Of course. She was screeching before this show, by the way.
Josh! I'm literally trying to figure out if I have time to pick up the game before I have to go on the road for this wedding I'm going to next Friday. I'm not joking.
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch is an awesome platform. Like, it's definitely... been the next handheld, the number one handheld game console.
Yeah,
basically.
It's definitely, I really am enjoying it. The only thing I have to say is because of the issues I've heard about the Joy-Con drift, I'm really scared of touching my Joy-Con controllers. So far in the games I've been playing, like Final Fantasy IX, honestly, you don't really have to use those. You can use the D-pad pretty easily. So once I play a game that's going to require that, I'm going to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I haven't had any problems with that either, but then I play like the old school NES games that are on there for free, or Final Fantasy X.
So it's a little less. It's not like I'm playing Smash every day. So yeah. It's a little different. Yeah. The other reason I'm hoping it won't be too big of a deal is because one of the issues with the Switch Lite I was kind of worried about is we don't really know how those Joy-Cons are, because if they get that drift, you can't really replace it very easily. So
I think I saw something like there's a petition to trying to have like Nintendo to sell individual Joy-Cons, not just a set together, just individual.
Yes. My brother would sign that on because he's having that exact problem right now.
So. That would actually make more sense than anything.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm trying to tell myself that if I do get Joy-Con drift, because it's going to be okay, because I've seen that people now are basically making Joy-Cons, but they're all different colors and pretty things.
You know.
So I'm probably just going to get one of those.
I know.
Never happens.
I know. I want that neon yellow so bad. Right?
Oh my gosh. Turquoise.
Anyway.
Yeah, purple, I'd buy it now. Anyway, yeah, moving along.
Moving along. EVO 2019 is coming up in a couple weeks. EVO 2019 is actually going to be the second largest to date, with 2016 as the biggest so far. So 9,173 total competitors are registered for EVO this year. And that's like a 20% increase from last year. I know. 2016 was at 14,680 competitors. That's only because Street Fighter V just came out that year in 2016. Aww. So that's why that was huge back then. But this year, Street Fighter V is only like 1,929 people registered for that, when 2016 was like 5,000 people.
So they lost like over 3,000 people on just alone on that. So that would make quite a difference.
Yeah, this year is actually the biggest competitor is, of course, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Just came out last December, and they have like over 3,000 people registered to compete.
Yeah, compete. What's interesting though is I'm looking at the numbers from the 2016 when they had two different Smash tournaments for the Wii U, was that Brawl? I forget which one that was. And then they had Melee still because it was still super popular.
Right.
And the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is almost those combined, but not quite.
No.
Because they originally had about like 2,500 versus 2,300, which is about 4,800, which is not quite which is about 1,500 short of the Smash Ultimate right now. So hopefully that will grow, though, I think, in the coming years once Melee players kind of join over to the Ultimate side.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. I'm excited for EVO. I'm definitely going to be out there. So if you are going to be out in EVO, let me know. Send me a tweet and we'll hang out. Say hi. And I'm also excited because it says EVO will sell crossover merchandise based on the Netflix anime series High Score Girl. Have you seen this anime?
I have not.
I love this anime. It's so good.
What's it about?
It's basically about this guy who's totally into fighting games, basically. That's why EVO. And then he meets this girl who totally beats him out of the park. She's like top tier, always beats them, always beats everyone in the arcade. And like he develops this kind of relationship with her, kind of like competitively, but at the same time, kind of like, I don't know if I have feelings for you or not. So,
oh, those age old questions.
Yes, those age old questions. And it's pretty neat because it's back in the day, like 1995, in the 90s. So it follows the progression. It tells you, like, the very first episode, they're fighting on Street Fighter 2. And they're, like, naming these terms, like, guiling, turtling, this kind of stuff. And they describe what the actual move is. And I'm like, wow, you're actually teaching people who's watching this anime what gaming terms mean.
Yeah, so, well, that's really cool. Is this a newer show or an older show?
It came out this past year, I think, or last year. I don't remember. But it's a Netflix series called High Score Girl. Check it out. It's a pretty good anime. I love it. Season 2 is supposed to come out this October or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, other news, Overwatch confirms Rolog for public and Overwatch League. Now, are you big into Overwatch?
Not quite, only because I don't think I expected to be as big as I thought it was going to be, and so I never bought it. And then it exploded. I should play it. I have played it before. First-person shooters are, as you all know, not the thing I'm best at.
And what we're playing next week.
I know. It's going to be great.
No, so basically, it's a 6 versus 6 team-based basically. Mm-hmm. And you have support, you have tanks, you have your healer characters. And then you can usually just pick out whatever role you want to play in the game, and that's it. But now this role lock means there has to be two support characters, two tank characters, and two healer characters.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, I get it, because what if you have, like, a game where it's all support and you have, like, no healers, no tank? Where are you going to go with that, right?
Yeah.
So I guess it helps out people to play the different characters in each role. And, you know, so you can get more better at the other characters other than, like, sticking with support or sticking with tank or sticking with healers.
Was this in relation to the actual leagues, as far as what teams were allowed to play and how they formed their teams, or is this
with leagues? You usually have at least one healer and then one tank usually, and then the rest support. It's almost like a Final Fantasy 14 duty finder game.
Got it.
Yeah, and they're tired of that too, but I kind of get it here. They kind of need that because it's going to break a little bit of meta, kind of forces the players to switch their strategies a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds a little bit like how League of Legends does things.
Yes.
If I'm remembering how League of Legends works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got it. I gotcha.
Sarah, I need you to play a little bit of Overwatch, or at least watch Overwatch League, because the games are interesting.
No, they are. I just... Not on here.
That's your not your player 2 homework assignment.
Oh no.
It'll be interesting.
Oh boy.
Anyway, tell us what you think on social media, Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Are you going to be checking out the Evo in a couple of weeks, or are you going to be, what do you think of the new Roblox on Overwatch? Let us know on social media. Week we talked about e-girls, well, that bathwater incident. Well, there's something that came up across this week. It was pretty terrifying when me and Sarah both heard about this. So in the news, by BuzzFeed News, it says here, Brandon Andrew Clark, I should have said his full name, but it's on the news anyway, allegedly killed fellow influencer Bianca in his car, and according to police, posted photos of the body to Instagram, 4chan, and Discord. Now, this is kind of serious. Bianca was basically one of those influencers with, you know, Instagram, Patreon. I guess you would want to say kind of like a Belle Delphine, but not too serious like Belle Delphine. But she was sort of in that kind of same direction. And it's just kind of terrifying. Like, you have these women and girls who are posing like this, and then you have this news come out where this guy murders her. Like, what? It's scary. I'm like getting goosebumps right now. I'm sorry.
It is terrifying. And keep in mind when we say this, when we say talk about like men killing women. Yes, I know that there are stalking women or all of those things. Yes, I know the opposite happens and needs to be taken just as seriously. We're only mentioning it in this angle because it happens too much and happens the most often. And it's very serious and scary. These kinds of situations, I never really know how to even react because unfortunately there's a part of me that's got that fear, and then there's the other part of me that has seen this so many times that it becomes too normalized. I don't really know how else to say it. It shouldn't be at all, but unfortunately there's a part of you that always feels, yeah, and you go, and this happens, and it shouldn't. Mm. So we kind of wanted to talk about safety on both angles, where it comes with safety for women and also, you know, why this happens and what we can do to make it not happen.
Right. Sophie Ninja is asking, please tell me he is in jail. I think he killed himself, or he is in...
He attempted to kill himself, and the police
got him.
Basically called the ambulance on him, and he survived his wounds, I guess you could say. So if he's not in jail, he's going to be very soon, because he confessed to the crime And
it's all over social media anyway.
It's all over social media, and he is alive. So that's at least some good news, because you are right in that a lot of these cases, it usually does end with the perpetrator basically making themselves not alive anymore so that they don't have to face those kinds of consequences. But the good thing about this is he will.
Right. So
from this.
Right. So with Not Your Player 2, you know, we're all about female perspectives. So we do want to, like, put out some safety tips for you women and girls who are listening. And we also have some tips for the guys as well. You know, just to take this seriously, especially, you know, girls who are being influenced by women like they see like this in social media. So again, we always say that you always see this in safety tips and everything. Number one, do not share your personal information, period. Don't share where you live, who your mom's name is, or who your dad's name. Sometimes, you know, your family's name, they could get that and say, hey, I know so-and-so. Do not do that. You might fall for it. Just don't. Go ahead.
Be wary of the personal information you do share and how that can be used. For instance, you may want to share your birthday, but be mindful that your birthday, you probably often use your birthday for passwords for things.
Yeah.
So be mindful of that kind of information. And like Christine was saying, be mindful of the information you give about family members, because one thing, just for instance, if you can look up one of my family members and you will get my cell phone number. I know this for a fact. Won't tell you who, of course,
wow,
but I know this for a fact. So there's a lot of ways, unfortunately, and it's easier now than ever to get that personal information.
Yeah. If you ever do decide to meet someone, please do it at a public place and have someone with you, or at least like do it as a group setting. Basically, do not, even if you are at a group setting and you do meet this person, do not just go away that first night with that person alone. Just stay in a group. Strength in numbers, as always.
Always, always, always. That's why girls always go to the bathroom together.
Yes, definitely.
I mean that kind of jokingly, but also seriously.
Yes. And it's, you know, I'm going to quote this. It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Indeed.
Indeed. Make sure you have something with you. Your cell phone always works. Have your cell phone in hand just in case, you know, dial 911 if anything happens. If you go to like security stores, they have like these little sharp thingy majiggers that you can keep on your keychains. You can like easily like not just stab someone, but I hate to say that word, but you can easily stab someone if you're ever in a hurry or something happens. Just at least have something, pepper spray or something. I know you can't take that in airports. Your keys, anything. Or just take a self-defense class. That actually helps out a lot. You know, you don't panic. You know what to do the next thing you are in a bind or anything like that. Your webcams, be careful where your webcams are. I know this is a day and age where we're always watching each other. I mean, look at us right now at Twitch.
We're in a room, right? And be mindful what's in your room with your webcam.
Yes.
One of the main reasons I wanted to make sure I got into a studio is you can't really see much in my room. You don't really know. You know, I call this a studio, but it's pretty nondescript. Be mindful of if you have you shouldn't have your webcam facing your window because it's bad for lighting purposes. But people can see there's things
where
that they
are.
Can tell from looking outside your window. So be mindful of those kinds of things.
Right. And then always tell someone where you are at any time. Have that buddy system. Again, strength in numbers. If you have to be out somewhere by yourself, make sure you tell someone. Social media hit. I say that jokingly a little bit, but yeah.
It works, though.
It works. I mean, that's the only reason why this guy was caught, too, because he posted stuff on social media. Now, Sarah had a couple things for the guys.
Yeah. One thing I want to add before we continue with the guys is screenshots.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
A lot of these things, unfortunately, start with threats online. I don't know about this case, but it can start with that. Screenshot, screenshot, screenshot. Especially if you are going to the point where you're going to go to the police about this. Screenshot evidence goes a long way, especially since we all know how sometimes police departments may not move right away on worries about stalking and stuff like that. So screenshot everything, every threat from whoever is doing it.
And use the block feature.
Use your block feature if you need to. So the one thing I just want to kind of keep in mind with the guys, and these are more tips of, guys, if you are seeing this on social media, or maybe this is somebody you know. Obviously, I don't want to say that we want to know, but we're acquainted with people who would do something like this, but you never know. And I think the most powerful thing that guys can do is make a space where it's not acceptable. This kind of behavior is not acceptable or even thought of as acceptable. So for instance, if you see a guy either online or someone you know that keeps talking about that one person, that one girl, gives stalkerish details, be mindful and warn if you feel that that needs to be to that point, which I think it does if it gets to stalkerish details. If in general, this is just kind of a warning in general, if you know somebody that talks constantly negatively about women in general, that's unfortunately just a bad sign in general about these things. So again, the best thing you can do is really make it not okay in that space of circle of friends to talk like that.
Now, I know you guys do kind of joke around, like, you know, females versus males. Just be mindful. Just if you see or hear something weird, you can tell the difference right away.
You can. Usually. There's a difference between, oh, women are trash, and saying something like, if we didn't have women around, this, you know, XYZ would be, you know, better kind of thing. Like, there's a difference between that venting of irritation, such as from a bad breakup, I don't know, or a bad relationship, versus an actual hatred of women or of anyone else, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Any one thing is, I think sometimes people might try to be joking about these kinds of things. I would say if they're being really graphic in their details of, oh, I wish I could do this and this to this woman or this person, that's a warning thing. That's a huge warning. So please be mindful of that. And I think my last thing overall, my last way to really tell what you should be doing at that point, guys, if there's someone you know or someone you see online or what have you, if what they're saying about an influencer, an e-girl, a gamer girl, or what have you, if what they're saying about that person, imagine if they were saying that to either about your sister or your girlfriend or your female friend, and how would that make you feel? And if it's a visceral reaction of disgust, then something's very wrong.
Yeah. Ugh. I've asked, you know, Sarah to help me out with this one because, you know, she works in the social space as well. So she's kind of like a little psychologist here.
I have my degree. I have my master's in social work, yes. And I studied psychology. So I wouldn't call myself an expert, but these are the kinds of things and
that you would
see. I don't deal with necessarily with these people, but you get to know about the space pretty quickly.
Yeah. So again, just women, girls, just be very mindful, especially you guys out there too. I mean, like, imagine if you heard something happen to that between me or Sarah. I mean, like I'm sure it could be, you know, prevented in some way if you do see it on social media. I know I've seen this stuff on social media, but of course those are trolls, but you can just tell who are more stalkerish than anything. So
right,
help us out. You know, we don't want this kind of crime to happen again. I mean, unfortunately, it might come up more because social media is getting out there more often. And
just our current way things are in life in this country right now, it's just getting, you're hearing a lot more about it. I know it's always happening, but you're definitely hearing a lot more about it because, like you said, of social media. So speak up, make this not acceptable, no matter what.
Yeah. Pelican in chat is asking any real perspectives that either of you had in the past like this. No.
The closest I can think of is when you told me about someone who wanted to know more information about me. I remember had private messaged the checkpoint.
Oh yeah, that's right. So yeah, Sarah's actually, someone actually asked at Checkpoint XP asking for more of like Sarah's information, like, what is Sarah's last name? And I'm like, we don't give that out. Her name is Sarah Skopic. You can check her out on YouTube, and she does her own, you know, playthrough stuff. Just we also have to be careful as well.
Yeah, that nothing seemed to come of that, thankfully. No. So that was, and that's one reason why, guys, if you've, because it's not that hard to find me on Facebook. I don't, if you're wondering why I don't friend you back, it's not because I don't love you. It's just because of my choice of how I keep my Facebook, with that privacy. I try to keep a very strict line between what's my public and private life. So that is why. It's not because I hate you. So that would be that. I would say, other than that, I thankfully haven't had threats directed towards me or anything like that. I have had situations in conventions, thankfully only really happened once or twice, where I did have a guy kind of follow me around until he saw my significant other. I have had that before. Yeah. Thankfully, I've always dated super tall people, so once that, once he saw that,
sure, anyway, I'm sorry.
I know it's true, and I've most of my dating life has been with people like 6 foot and over, so it was very quick to make that go away. As far as other things online, I mean, quite frankly, I'm just not in the stratosphere of getting those kinds of comments yet, I guess, is what I kind of have to say trepidatiously. So I would say that's probably the best that I can give as far as my insight.
So the Pelican in chat says Merlin. So I did have a mistake back in the day, 2007. I went to a convention by myself. I agreed to room with this guy that I've never met before. I've only met online, and I did room with that guy, and the first thing he did was get into my bed the first night. Yeah, so like by the morning I was like, I'm out, sorry. And thankfully, because it's a convention, it's a group situation, I was able to make friends with other people who I know, like, and trust, especially like with other girls. So basically I went and stayed with them, so they were like open and they were welcome, and you know, we're still friends to this day. So just again, I've made my own mistakes. I don't want other women and girls to make the same mistakes as I did, because that was pretty scary for me, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I know. Amogia Volta in chat says, it's to the point that he says that dudes can be creepy. It's to the point that he doesn't want to talk to any women out of fear that they'll think that he's a creepy stalker man. Amogia Volta, don't be afraid.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing for you to do maybe is, there is a way to tell if a woman's uncomfortable with you, and learning those signs, I think, can be very empowering for you and also empowering for the woman, because you're right. I don't think a woman is necessarily going to tell you to your face, like, back off, dude.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, you want to be friendly and stuff like that. And I think, again, maybe some tips about tips. So guys, how you can tell if you're making a woman uncomfortable, if their answers are short and not inviting more conversation, I think is the best way to tell, especially if you're communicating through text. So, and I know this because I have done this myself. If you were texting a lady, maybe it's someone that you met over social media or what have you, and if all of her answers are very short to the point and not really inviting more discussion, you may want to back off a little bit or maybe give her a little bit more space. And also in person, I would say, definitely look at body language. I would say if a girl seems even more nice or fawning, to really be mindful of that, because that's probably just her way of trying to show that kind of, it's actually a safety skill of us to basically say, okay, I'm just going to talk to this person, get what they want, and then I'm going to leave. I just don't want to anger them. So I would say, thinking of things like that, I would say if a girl is comfortable, she's going to be open, she's going to be wanting to talk with you, she's going to laugh very naturally. And I don't even mean in the romantic situation, by the way, I just mean in general. So I think if you keep those things in mind, you'll feel more empowered to say, come up to someone, talk to them, and then realize I maybe need to back off a little bit.
Just don't take rejection too bad. Like, don't get so mad and don't get too depressed over it. I mean, we always say there's plenty of fish in the sea, but there are. And just don't get mad at the woman. It's just not their fault either.
Please don't. Seriously. Yeah, don't. It is really scary for us to do any kind of rejection. It's terrifying. So you'll hear girls that make up boyfriends because of this. This is the kind of thing that's really serious. So yes, if you're in, this is like rule number one. If you're in an almost romantic situation or whatever, and a girl says no or no thank you or anything like that, walk away. Don't make a deal of it.
Yes, please.
If you know any guy friends that do this, tell them that's not cool or okay. Please. You guys are the ones that are going to make the difference to prevent guys from doing, you know, shit like this. Seriously. We can be here and tell you all day how women feel, but it's going to be up to you guys to make it with other guys that it's not okay.
It takes two to tango.
Woo!
Anyway, tell us what you think. Have you had any kind of situation like this? Have you seen anything like this? You know, reach out to them. Again, if you don't, you know, tell us or tell someone at least. Be worried. Anyway.
If you see an e-girl who's getting kind of weird messages, whether on Twitter or whatever, and maybe she doesn't see it, let her know you're worried.
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
Anyway, again, connect with us on social media at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. So on a lighter note, Disney movies are coming out with live action versions. So, have you seen any live-action Disney movies you've
liked? I have. Of course I have. Not all of them, I will admit. There are a few that I've skipped just because I wasn't interested. I've seen all the Disney princess ones. So I saw Cinderella, I saw Beauty and the Beast, and I saw Aladdin. I did not see any of the animal ones, I just realized. So I didn't see Jungle Book, even though I was told that was really good. I didn't see Dumbo, so I don't know. And I chose not to see Lion King because, quite honestly, when I first saw the previews, all I could think was, these lions all kind of look alike. They're really hyper-realistic and not emoting very much.
Wow, you got that all from a trailer, and I'm glad you did.
Did you see it?
I did. I did see the Lion King, and it felt kind of flat. The animals look great. It has a perfect personified, you know, well, realistic, I'm sorry, like the Jungle Book. The Jungle Book did great, but it's just, it felt flat for me. It didn't have the heart of the Lion King. Anyway, so since we're both Disney fanatics, it seems, sounds like it, do you know your Disney movie video game, Sarah?
I don't know. There's a lot of them on a system I never played.
There is a lot of video games based on Disney movies, but I'm going to test your knowledge on this. See, I'm going to name a Disney movie and see if you can tell me if it is a video game or not.
Okay.
Now, this excludes those cheap tiger handheld video game things. Do you remember those in the 90s?
Kind of, yeah. I never played them, but I kind of.
No, we're not going to have that. And nothing on mobile, that's for sure. Okay. Anything newer, like the newer Disney movies are kind of like, they're a video game already, period. Just from it seems like. So anything like official video game, like on a console, Super Nintendo, an actual CD or cartridge, stuff like that. Okay.
I'll try my best.
So we're going to start with an easy one. Kinda-ish. I don't know. We'll see. We'll start with one of the earlier Disney movies. So do you think Bambi is a video game or not?
Oh, Lordy. I'm trying to think. I'm gonna say yes.
No.
I should have gone my gut. Bambi. I just imagine like an animal having to run away from things and then eat things. So I guess that was wrong. Okay.
Yeah, so Bambi was not a video game and it doesn't count on Kingdom Hearts or anything like Disney. Disney.com stuff.
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. So So anything on Kingdom Hearts does not count either. So.
Okay.
Nuka Dark Flux in our chat says, I think Deer Hunter is a game, though.
That's what I was thinking of. No, it wasn't. Let's keep going.
Next, Snow White.
Oh, gosh.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
See, here's the problem. I know for a fact that there were, like, CD-ROM games of, like, Disney Princess games that were, like, art things.
That doesn't count.
It's... stuff like that. Okay,
I'm going to say be based on Snow White, okay, the Disney movie.
I'm going to say no.
There was one.
What?
So Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I was like, who are the seven?
What was it about?
It's based on the Disney movie. It came out on Game Boy Color in 2001.
Oh, okay.
So there was an SNES. Yes, a Super Nintendo game in 94 based on Snow White, but it's not based on the Disney movie, which is hilarious.
Ah, got it. Okay. Zero. It's batting zero right now. Let's go.
Let's see. What's coming up? How about The Little Mermaid? We have a live action coming up for The Little Mermaid. Is that a video game or not?
I played it! So yes! It was on the PlayStation 1. They had it for number... They made Little Mermaid 1, and then they had one for PlayStation 1 that had both Little Mermaid 1 and Little Mermaid 2, because I played the shit out of that game.
Awesome. All right, perfect. Yes, it was on the PlayStation. There's also on the NES on 91 and on the Sega Genesis and Game Gear in 1992.
I have a story I must share, even though there's no pride in this story.
Whatever.
I was super proud of myself because the ending boss, which of course is Ursula in the first Little Mermaid section, was really hard and I couldn't do it. And so I first had my brother try to help me and he couldn't beat it. And I remember this distinctly. One day I got to stay home from school because I was really sick. Mm-hmm. And so that was probably my earliest memory of like sitting in front of a video game with my mom, like giving me medicine and popcorn while I'm trying to finish it. And then I beat it. I was so proud of myself.
Good job.
It was a really good game, actually. I played the shit out of it. All right, keep going.
All right, this one. Since the Lion King live action just came out this weekend, The Lion King.
I know it, but I never played it, but it does exist.
Do you know what system?
Was it Dreamcast?
No, close. Nope. Sort of ish. It was on the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. This game, yeah. I love this game. So it did really, really well. It sold like 1.27 million units in the United States alone for the Super Nintendo. Yes. So Lion King is a great game. It's a lot better than the live action movie, let me just say that.
I've heard really good things about it. I just never played it myself.
It's a fun game. You should go back and play it.
Like, get one of the, if you can get the console.
Next, Pocahontas. Oh, did you just gag?
No, I was. I think I said "oh" as I was like swallowing saliva, which is not something I want to say on tape. I'm gonna say yes.
Yes, it was on the Sega Genesis. Okay. There's a platformer where you gain abilities from animal spirits, and they help you go through the movie, etc., etc.
Got it.
Now, this one is a debate between people. Aladdin.
Okay. I think I recall it, yes, but were people saying it was like Prince of Persia, or am I making that up?
What? Where did you get Prince of Persia?
I don't know. I made that up. I'm going to say, I think I remember hearing that there was something like it that existed.
So, yes. Yes, Aladdin was a video game. Now, here's the debate about the Aladdin video game. There is a Super Nintendo version that is completely different with the Sega Genesis version. It was two different versions. So to me, I was all about the Super Nintendo version. So the Super Nintendo version was actually developed and published by Capcom, but is based off the movie. The Genesis one is actually the actual Disney property published by Disney, developed by Virgin Games. So the debate is, which one was the better one?
Got it. I thought it was a debate about like whether it was actually Aladdin.
No. Well, it's a debate on which one's the better one. So like the Sega Genesis, you actually have Aladdin actually has a sword. You're fighting the guards and etc. Super Nintendo, you had an apple throwing Aladdin.
I think I've seen clips of the sword one. I think I've seen clips of that one. That's like what's in my head right now. No. So
to me, it's a Super Nintendo. But then you have like Decibels, the Pelican, Dark Flexus, Sega. And I'm like, oh, whatever. To me, Super Nintendo.
Got it.
Next one. Let's see. Sleeping Beauty. Do not get confused by Tangled.
Okay.
But Sleeping Beauty.
Gosh. I'm going to say no.
No. You're right.
Okay.
There's no video game with Sleeping Beauty. Of course, they appeared on other games, but
yeah.
No video games with Sleeping Beauty. I don't even know how that would be a video game.
I don't know either. Like, your protagonist is asleep for most of the game. I guess you'd play as the prince? I don't know. You were definitely in Kingdom Hearts, I'll tell you that much. Well, okay. Those two, well, Sleeping Beauty made an appearance, but you fought Maleficent. She was a bad guy.
Oh my gosh. And Decibels, he says that I would have played Mega Man if I wanted to throw apples. Whatever, dude. Whatever, dude. It's a debate. The best Aladdin game. How about The Jungle Book?
I mean, it sounds like a setup for a game, so I would say yes. I'm surprised. I would be surprised if they didn't.
They did.
Yes. They did. They did. Okay.
It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it came out on Game Boy, NES, Sega Genesis, Game Gear, Super NES, and PC in 94. I think they did a reboot in 2003, so... Yes. And we'll go through one more. How about Hercules?
For sure in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, for sure in Kingdom Hearts. But do they have a standalone video game?
Again, it's one of those that I would think yes.
Yes.
Okay. It just seems like they would.
Yes, it came out on PlayStation and Windows and Game Boy in 1997. It was developed by Eurocom and published by Virgin. So Virgin, I've noticed, was a great publisher back in the day with, like, video game or with movies and et cetera. So.
Right. They knew how to make those right.
Right. And as I said, these are, like, usually the older games, like The Lady and Tramp. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. I mean, here's my problem. I would say no, but I know for sure that 101 Dalmatians was a game because I played that too. So I'm going to say yes.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Lady and the Tramp did not have a video game.
Okay. Well, so, they didn't.
Yeah, you can kind of see a trend. Like, back in the day, video games were not essential, but like video games now, you have to make a video game for Disney movies.
Yeah.
Everywhere, Toy Story, Wall-E, anything. Decibel says play Creeper Gaston and Beating the Beast. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mulan is a video game, but like all the older ones, like Bambi or
yeah,
Lady and the Tramp. You said 101 Dalmatians had a video game. Yeah, they did.
They did indeed, because I played it. It was for the PlayStation 1, and you got to play as one of the two, like, pup. I think it was actually 102 Dalmatians, technically, I think, because you got to play as one of the two puppies that I think you only see in 102 Dalmatians. But yeah, you basically, like, ran around as a puppy and, like, collected toy, like, dog biscuits.
Yeah.
And I think you had enemies. It's been a long time since I played it.
That great Ratatouille game.
Oh, Ratatouille.
Wasn't there a click and search game for 101 Dalmatians, as Decibels? I think so.
Maybe. Yeah,
that.
No, this was an actual, like, not a platformer, but it was kind of like a 3D platformer, kind of. I don't know if you actually really jumped that much. But yeah, I mean, I played a lot of it. There also was, I think this is Disney, Camelot was for the Game Boy Color. I remember, because it was the first Game Boy Color I ever bought, and I did not get very far in it because it was hard.
Is Camelot a Disney platform?
I think it is. One of those not very well-known ones, but I'm pretty sure it's Disney.
I don't think that's because they have...
Is it not Disney? I'm looking it up.
All right, Disney fanatic Sarah.
I'm looking it up. Yes, Quest for Camelot, excuse me.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait.
Quest for Camelot was Disney. Yes, I apologize. That, I believe it was Quest for Camelot. Is that the right one I'm thinking of? I might be thinking of the wrong movie. Was Quest for Camelot the one that was starred a girl with a blind guy?
Are you mixing it up with Sword in the Stone?
No, I got it right. It's Quest for Camelot. Okay. It's Quest for Camelot. The main reason I bought it was it was a game with a female protagonist in it. And it was kind of the first game I can remember for the Game Boy Color that had that. So I wasn't even a huge fan of that movie, but it had the main female character. And so I bought it and I played it and it was really hard. So I stopped.
Oh, no. Anyway, what was your favorite video game back in the day that's based on a Disney movie. Tell us on social media at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. That will do it for today. Thank you so much for joining us on Not Your Player 2. Again, we regularly live stream our shows at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our regular schedule will be Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, except for next week. Join us at Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be followed by With a Game Stream with me and Sarah. We're going to be playing Wolfenstein Youngblood. You can find Not Your Player 2 podcasts on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the podcast. Leave us a review. We'll definitely read on the show, just like Selfane earlier on today. Thank you so much.
Be cool like Selfane.
Yes, thank you again so much for joining us. Thank you, Carletta, Decibels, That Dude Tank, Omega Valtal on the chat at twitch.tv/checkpointxp again. CheckpointXP.com is where you can find more information, news, interviews, and other shows, including our national syndicated flagship radio show, Checkpoint XP. You'll find a new episode of The Other Identity on Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man. And the Checkpoint podcast is back, so check that out. They're talking about Stranger Things Season 3. I know. And then, again, checkpointxp.com is where you can find everything, including our t-shirts. I forgot to mention that.
That's right, we have t-shirts!
We have Not Your Player 2 t-shirts. Get one at checkpointxp.com/shop. Thank you so much again for joining us here at Not Your Player 2. We're signing off for today.
Bye-bye!